Wildcats battle Ord in the consolation matchup. Then Kearney Catholic looks to repeat as tournament champions against Wood River. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Benton set up outside. Bestel blocked. Connor, dig. Sent Prasoski. Bestel again for the left side. That time it's over the double block. Morvick with the dig. Tracked down by Lucky Gratup. Attack is blocked up front by Therenbaum. Crusaders pick it up off the floor and pass it across. Free ball, Stars. Go middle. Mestel attack down and good. Fourth kill for Michaela Mestel.
Ord will try to bounce back from Tuesday's five-set loss and avenge an opening night defeat against St. Paul, while Kearney Catholic looks to remain unbeaten and add another championship to their resume. It's the Luplett Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to St. Paul High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word for New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from St. Paul High School. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, as we're ready to bring you the final night of Luplett Conference Volleyball Tournament. Our consolation game up first here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Starting lineups, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank. St. Paul will be taking on Ord in our consolation match, then Kearney Catholic and Wood River for the championship. We'll look at the starters right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brems now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brems Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Orange Chanticleers, number 10 is a 5'8 senior, Megan Alexander. Number 9, a 5'8 senior, Sydney Krummel. Number 14, 6' senior, Nikki Carson. Number 5, 5'5 senior, Sydney McKinney. Number 7, 5'9 freshman, Allison Welniak. And number 2, 5'7 freshman, Morgan Alexander. The libero is number 1, a 5'3 junior, Tiara Krummel. Head coach Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callan and Leanne Smith. Orta is 18-6. Ranked 10th in C1 for St. Paul, number 25-7 junior Taryn Jonak, number 3, 5'3 junior Mercedes Lassen, number 11, 5'9 senior Jordan Robinson, number 14, 5'10 sophomore Carrie Sestak, number 17, a 5'5 junior Alexa Wysocki, and number 7, a 5'6 senior Jordan Lucas Savage. The libero is Maddie Fusick, a 5'4 sophomore, number 10. Head coach Matt Kane, assisted by Michaela White and Nancy Harrington. St. Paul is 15-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready for volleyball. St. Paul has won the toss, and they will serve away to the Chanticleers, who go to Carson in the middle. She had 25 kills in that five-set loss to Wood River. It is going to be picked up by St. Paul, back over to Ord, tipped by Alexander, and a good one arm up to save for St. Paul, and they'll tip it down through a single block. Jordan Robinson with the kill. So Robinson with the first point of this match for St. Paul on the serve from Taryn Jonak. And for Jonak, just a Solid, nothing over the top server. Right down the middle, it goes again, set to the outside, Alexander, and she'll terminate. Morgan and Megan are sisters. Morgan comes in as a front row center. Megan, or as a back row center and a server, and Megan, along with Carson, are the 1-2 in kills for the Chanticleers. They made it to the C2 state final last year, and then were knocked off on opening night by St. Paul in a 5-setter. As Alexander serves it away, St. Paul at home beat Ord in 5. Return Robinson, but it's wide and out of bounds. And the Chanticleers will pick up the point on the service error. So Megan will serve it away again here in the conference tournament. We're playing the best of 5. St. Paul was swept out by unbeaten Kearney Catholic, and Ord lost a tough one to Wood River. Wood River won the first 2 sets. Ord took it to 5, and it finished 24-22 on a lift call against Carson to end it on Tuesday night. And now an attack error by the Chanticleers will tie it at 2 here in the first set. State softball, district, cross country, all going on here this evening, and we'll keep you up to date a little bit on that as well. As Carson's big left-handed swing is dug out in the back row by Lucas Savage, over pass to the Chanticleers. This time they'll go to the right side, and Krumel will finish it off. 3-2 Ord on the Sydney Krumel kill. Very balanced for the most part in the semifinal that was played on Tuesday night for Ord. They had the big two hitters, but Krumel had some key points to help them win games 3 and 4. And the serve is across. They let it go. It is just off the back line, out of bounds. First service error of the match, and St. Paul will take advantage as they go back to serve it away. 3-3, first set. Substitutions into the ball game for the Cats. Kylie Sestick will check in. And coming back to serve, Kyla Wodolewicz. Both teams have a substitution pattern that they like to follow, so we'll see more than just 6 or 7 girls, and the serve goes deep and out of bounds. So the teams exchange service errors. And here comes Kaylee Pelton into the ball game, who played solid again on Tuesday night. Carson now goes back to serve, and on Tuesday they had a heck of a time scoring any points out of this rotation, but when you get an ace serve like Carson just did, it moves the points along a little bit quicker, and the first ace makes it 5-4 in favor of the Chanticleers. Early in game one here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Ord, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jordan Lucas Savage set to the outside, and she'll hit it long and out of bounds. 6-3. Chanticleers up by 3. Carson to serve it away again. Nikki floats this one into the far corner to Wojtylewicz. Pass to the right side. Sestick can't get it over the net. St. Paul with some errors here, and Ord hasn't really had to do much the last 4 points. Service error, an ace serve, and 2 times the ball didn't come back. So no rallies in the last 4 points, and Carson to serve it away. Already a longer run here than she had all of Tuesday. Serve it over to Wojtylewicz. Quit set in the middle. Tipped across there by Carrie Sestick. Picked up by the Chanticleers. They have to set it across the back row, and they miss. An unforced error there if you're going to just set one across big enough square. She was trying to place it and set it wide, and the Cats will pick up the point. Back to serve it away now will be the libero for St. Paul and Maddie Fusick. Fusick fires it across to her libero counterpart in Krumel. Middle attack on a quick set there by Pelton is dug out and returned by Lucas Savage. Alexander with the dig for Ord. Set outside, and it will be taken over by Drudnik, and it's down and good. St. Paul was in the net anyway. And Kenzie Drudick gets the kill for the Chanticleers. 8-4 Ord. And back to serve it away will be Sydney McKinney. The 5'5 senior goes all the way to the far left-hand corner to serve. Cuts it back towards the middle. Picked up by Lucas Savage. Back set. Sestick right side. Tips over the double block. Diving pickup, and Ord can't save it. Kylie with her first kill. Side out for St. Paul. Don't forget, we've got Major League Baseball playoffs currently airing on ESPN Radio, where it is Washington 2, St. Louis 1. That has just went final. That went quick the last couple of innings. The Nationals win it 2-1. Earlier today, the Giants beat the Reds 6-4. Back to action here. Ord on the slide, and termination for Allison Welliak. 9-5 Chanticleers. So coming up here in about 45 minutes, Baltimore will play the Yankees, and then Detroit and Oakland later tonight. We will have NFL football on ESPN Radio, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Tennessee Titans. Serve across by the Chanticleer. St. Paul sets a little wide. Lucas Savage hit it on the outside. Ord thought it was outside the antenna, which it wasn't. Then Ord sets the ball out of bounds, and St. Paul will pick up the point. 9-6, that ball from our vantage point on the near side here looked like it was in. Back to serve it will be Jordan Lucas Savage. Three-point lead for Ord. Gets to McKinney. Set to the outside. Alexander. That one's into the antenna. A couple of sets on both teams here have been wide. And right now, we're just seeing a few more errors than we are kills. Lucas Savage to serve. St. Paul hasn't been able to get a run going yet. Over to McKinney. Carson backs it outside. Gets it to Pelton. Drops it over the single block. Dug out there by Lucas Savage. Back row attack by St. Paul's Alexa Wysocki goes into the net. And the Chanticleers will get the side out. 10-7 Ord, first set, and now Morgan Alexander comes in to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. 18-6, but one of those losses coming on opening night to St. Paul. St. Paul is 15-7. Served by Alexander right down the middle to Lucas Savage. Set to the outside. Robinson splits the double block. Dug out by Tierra Krumel. To the outside they'll go. Chanticleers have it rolling on the net. It comes across. Jonak picks it up. Back row attacker. Good look for Lucas Savage, but sent it deep. 4-11, and St. Paul 7. As we complete our first rotation here in the opening set of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament, also the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament going on tonight. It'll get underway in a little bit at SCM, and an ace serve for Morgan Alexander. 12-7, the Chanticleers now up by 5. Coach Matt Cain, very close to the playing surface, decides not to call the timeout yet. And Alexander, again, just floats that to the 10-foot line. Picked up by Wysocki, set to Robinson. She's blocked but out of bounds. Give the kill to Jordan Robinson, her second. At the FKC tournament, SEM High School tonight, it is Elwood and Axtell playing the consolation game, and Overton and Elm Creek will play in the championship. They play just the best of three. Jonak to serve, and it is deep and out of bounds. Ward 13, St. Paul 8. And it's Megan Alexander now to serve it away with the Chanticleers up by 5. Checks the service area from coach and mom, Wendy Alexander. Wide set to the outside, Robinson. Picked up by Tierra Krumel, set outside. Here is Drudik, near side kill. Kenzie Drudik with her second kill. Fifth kill for the Chanticleers. They've got 5 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. So half the points have been on St. Paul errors, and we're going to get our first timeout. It is Ord 14, St. Paul 8, opening set of the consolation game on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul. Opening set consolation game. Ord up 14-8 and out of the St. Paul timeout. The serve is across by Morgan Alexander. And it's going to be returned for a St. Paul point by Mercedes Lassett, who really just passed it across from off the floor. And the Chanticleers were not there to pick it up on a good angle that she threw at him. And Lassett will go back and serve it away. Mercedes, their top hitter, one of the top two hitters for St. Paul last year. They needed a setter, so she moves over there. Probably the best athlete on the team if you can do that. Chanticleers go to the outside. Drudik dug out of the back row. Lucas Savage and slapped over by Wysocki. Back set by Carson. Here's the attack blocked out of bounds by St. Paul. Chanticleer kill. Sydney Krumel, 15-9, or game one. Back into the front row, Allison Welniak, and back to serve will be Sydney Krumel. Krumel takes a lot of time from the middle of the service area, floats it left side, rolls up on Wysocki. Lassen sets it back to her. Good set, driven to the back line for the kill. A Alexa Wysocki with her first kill. St. Paul gets the ball back, but they've got to find a way to get a little run going here. They've only scored twice off their serve, and one of those was the opening serve. 15-10. Chanticleer's with the lead. St. Paul will have Kyla Wodilewicz to serve it away. Cuts it into the middle. Carson with the dig, stays in the back row. They set it to Nikki and tried to roll that across the net from about 15 feet away and put it into the net. Point St. Paul. Wodilewicz again fires it down the middle to Krumel. Alexander backs at Carson to the outside. Near side attack. What a dig by Fusik. Overpass. Ward will try again. This time it's Drudik. Picked up by Lucas Savage. If St. Paul wins this point, you'll hear the crowd. Lucas Savage, a kill, a tap, will be picked up by Alexander. Back set Carson from off the net. It hit the tape and popped over to Fusik. St. Paul sets outside again. Lucas Savage, though, drives it into the net. Now, St. Paul made a couple of really incredible defensive plays there, but could not win the point. And I mean, Carson couldn't have hit that one any harder that Fusik dug out. Now Carson will go back to serve it away. She had three the last time she was back there that got Ord the lead that they have right now, 16-11. Here's Lassen setting right side. Sestic tips it across. The dig is made by Pelton. And Carson, a standing spike back across, is going to be good enough for the kill. And for Nikki, she had to keep her feet on the ground because she was a back row player. And she'll get her first kill after getting 25 on Tuesday. Serves it across, and the ball is dug out of the net. A lift will be called. Carson going to get credit for the service ace, and it is 18-11. St. Paul hasn't had a whole lot of problem picking up the serve, but they haven't got as many good swings. Even though they got rolled on the scoreboard by Kearney Catholic, they played well. Outside, Lucas Savage attack. Over the double block, Alexander got a hand on it. It's off the back row. They'll run it down. Krumel passed across Carson. Free ball here for the Cats. Lassen tries the quick set and overset. Carrie Sestic. They did not get on the same page on that one. And now the lead is out to 8. I kidded with Coach Wendy Alexander before the match. Can they get off to a quick start? Even Matt Cain says, if we can win that first set, obviously huge advantage. But Ord, notoriously a slow starter in competitive matches. And let's get a kill. Oh, no, it's dug out and passed across by Ord. It was deep in their net. Now the right side attack. St. Paul hits deep. So the Chanticleers pull one out of their net. Coach Cain is going to call his final timeout. It is Ord 20 and St. Paul 11. You're listening to the consolation match of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on KKPR.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication, too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax. It's Rheem.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. Volleyball tonight, tomorrow night, a D2 Top 10 football battle with Kennesaw at Shelton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will host Chase County on ESPN Radio. Out of the timeout, Ward will serve it out of bounds. There's got to be a way to get a grant to figure out why so many service errors occur out of timeouts. It is uncanny. Fusik to serve it away now for St. Paul, leading it. Ord 20-12 here in the first set. Make it 21-12. Tipped across there by Kenzie Drudik off the double block. She actually has three kills to lead the Chanticleers, but St. Paul has 10 errors here in this first set. And that's not going to get it done, as Sydney McKinney will now come in to serve it away. We're talking at the break here. These teams played on opening night. You would expect it to be a little rough maybe, but that was kind of the way they played there. Now two St. Paul setters run into each other, and that's a double hit. Lassen ran all the way across the floor, and Lucas Savage was saying, I can take care of it. 3-point for the Chanticleer. 22-12, Ord. And McKinney serve. Again, serves it into the middle to Lucas Savage. Lassen back set right side. Sestak comes near side of the attack. McKinney digs. Back set to the outside. Pelton, but she's deep. And a point for St. Paul. At the end of each and every one of our matches here on Classic Hits, it is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We recap the stats for you, coaches' interviews from time to time, and our second match tonight, the championship, Wood River Kearney Catholic. Kind of a David Goliath, considering how good the Stars are playing. Alexander's attack into the tape. They say Lassen did not get a hand on it, and it's going to be a point here for St. Paul. 22-14. Wysocki to serve. And there it is to the far corner, picked up by Krubel. Carson short back set on the slide. It's tipped wide by the freshman Weldyak. I think they were on two different pages there as well. Weldyak looked like she could take a big swing, and then it was just a short serve. Wysocki jump serve, strong, close to the net. Carson kept it out, tipped across Alexander, saved by Jonak, set to the outside. Lucas Savage off the back foot, fires it across. Ward backs it outside. Pelton goes to the offhand tip and gets the kill. Kaylee with her first kill. So Ward definitely distributing the ball. That is six different players with a kill here in the opening set. 23-15, Ward, game one. And Tierra Krubel is serving away. Tierra takes her time. Down the middle it goes to Fusick. Here's the back set. They go with a little slide to Jonak, but she dumps it into the net, and it is game point for the Chanticleers. 24-15, with the Chanticleer libero, Tierra Krubel to serve it away. Krubel gets ready, and game point number one for the Chanticleer. Across to Lucas Savage, pass to Lassen, short set, Jonak in the middle, blocked up front by Alexander. Good dig that time by Wodolevich, and a double hit on the set will end game number one. And it was a set marred by St. Paul errors. And the Chanticleers take advantage. Ord 25, St. Paul 15. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had in game one for St. Paul. Kyla Wodolevich, a service point. Mercedes Lassett, a kill. Jordan Lucas Savage, a service point. Jordan Robinson, two kills. Kylie Sestak, a kill. Alexa Wysocki, two service points and a kill. And Taryn Jonak had one service point. St. Paul had just five kills. No ace blocks, no ace serves for Ord. Tierra Krubel, two service points. Morgan Alexander, two service points. One was an ace. Kenzie Drudick, three kills. Sydney McKinney, a service point. Allison Weldyak, one kill. Kaylee Pelton, one kill. Sydney Krubel, two kills. Megan Alexander, one service point, one kill. And Nikki Carson, seven service points. Two of them aces, one kill. Nine kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves. Ord wins game one in this best-of-five consolation match, 25-15. Or Kearney Conference action going on tonight. We'll keep you up to date on that. Plus, Kearney High is taking on Lexington. Hastings is battling Columbus. St. Cecilia taking on Sandy Creek. That's some of the duels tonight. Minden is hosting a triangular tonight as well. We'll take a break. Be back with the second set from the Lou Platt Conference Consolation here in St. Paul on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Let's get to our second set underway here on Classic Hits with Or to Serve It Away. The freshman, Morgan Alexander, floats it across. St. Paul's up to it. Robinson will tap it over. Alexander with the dig. Carson gets it out to Megan Alexander, the senior. Morgan's the freshman. St. Paul goes middle, cutting it across, but out of bounds is going to be Kyla Wodolevich. St. Paul celebrating. They expected there to be a tip, but it hit the net and went deep, they say, and Ord's going to pick up the point. St. Paul didn't like that very much as Alexander will fire a strong one across, stays the back row. Lassen runs it down. Wysocki's attack is picked up by Krubel in the back row. Alexander in the middle. Carson off the quick set is partially blocked. St. Paul will pick it up. Robinson on the outside, blocked by Carson. There's Fusick with the dig. Middle attack, big swing. Wodolevich again is out of bounds. She's just missing the tip from the Ord block there. And Achana clears. First 2 points in game two. St. Paul's got to find a way to get some momentum here. Alexander, stronger serve to Wysocki. Again stays in the back row. Wysocki back row attack is deep. Now St. Paul is having some problem with serve receive from Morgan Alexander. Lassen has run all over the place on the first 3 points. The St. Paul center. And Alexander going for four in a row. It's just wide and out of bounds. So the service error gives St. Paul their first point. You're listening to the Blue Platte Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Mercedes Lassen to serve for St. Paul, right at Nikki Carson. They'll set it to the outside to Alexander. She splits the double team for her second kill. 4-1 Ord. Baseball playoffs today. San Francisco scores 6 of the 6th and holds off a Cincinnati Rally to beat the Reds 6-4 and advance to the National League Championship Series. And Washington edges St. Louis 2-1, evening that series at 2 games apiece. There'll be a Game 5 tomorrow in the nation's capital as Alexander serves for Ord and Wysocki is deep for St. Paul. And we mentioned it on Tuesday night. St. Paul was playing way better than this, and it had nothing to show for it against number one Kearney Catholic. Alexander serves back middle, back set to the outside. Robinson got a look. Krubel down low with a dig. Alexander sets to the right side. Off the back foot, the attack by Sydney Krubel. St. Paul high set in the middle, and they cut it into their own net. Well, this is one of those things that Matt Kane really can't coach the X's and O's here. He's just got to find a way to get the team going a little bit. It's not an X and O thing right now for St. Paul, and he's going to bring Taryn Jonak back into the front row. And Megan Alexander will serve it away, leading 6-1 and up 1 game to none. Robinson drives it across. Krubel off the tip of the dig. Alexander gets it outside. Drudik off the block and in the net. Called on St. Paul. They picked it up, but we're in the net. And again, not an X and O thing. Just a fundamental mistake. And Ord is more than happy to take these 3 points. So Morgan served 3 in a row. Now Sister Megan serves 4 in a row. There's an ace. 8-1 Ord, and the Chanticleers won the opener 25-15. Still a lot of volleyball to be played, but these teams in the same district, along with Kearney Catholic, hardly seems fair. They need every win they can get going into the postseason. Jonak drives it through the double block, kept up by Krumel. Carson gets it outside. Drudik will return it over. St. Paul's got a shot here. Quick one to Jonak, tips it over. Alexander there, dumped across by Carson, saved by Lassen. And a back row attack is going to be wide by the Wildcats. And all Ord is doing right now is keeping the serve in. And finally, St. Paul has to use a timeout. It is Ord 9, St. Paul 1. Ord won the opening set 25-15. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Maybe it's the fresh-cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye.
Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like!"
Out of the St. Paul timeout, the Chanticleers will continue to serve here with Megan Alexander. She has served five in a row, 9-1 Ord. Back set here to Robinson. She'll cut it across the double block, and St. Paul picks up the point. Robinson with her third kill, and that leads St. Paul so far here tonight. Their offense, as we've been listening, if you've been listening since the opening point, just hasn't been there so far. The crowd on hand continues to filter in for the championship match, but with St. Paul hosting tonight, their crowd is already on hand rooting for their Wildcats, and the serve by Lassen is going to go deep and out of bounds. So right back over to Ord, 10-2. Chanticleers with the lead. And to serve it away is Sydney Krumel. Sydney fires it down the middle, picked up there by the St. Paul Wildcats to the outside. It's Lucas Savage, and it's blocked but out of bounds. Jordan, her first kill. Jordan leads this team with 137 kills. Robinson is second, but that tells you something when the leading attacker doesn't get her first kill to a third of the way into the second set here tonight. And now substitution, Jonak comes out, and Kyla Wodolevich will check in to serve. Wodolevich spins it down the middle to Krumel. Here's Alexander with the slide middle, driven across by Allison Welniak, and it is somehow picked up by St. Paul. They ran off the court to keep it in play. Free ball, Chanticleers go to Carson for the quick. Nikki Carson, second kill, 11-3 Ord. Ord fell to Kearney Catholic in last year's conference tournament final. Tonight they try to pick up a third place plaque. But these teams find a way to play five sets, and although Ord has all the momentum right now, there's still a lot of volleyball to be played as Carson's serve goes out. Ord 11, St. Paul 4, and in to serve it away will be Alexa Wysocki. St. Paul on the opening night of this conference tournament beat Centura. Ord beat Loup City. Pass to the outside. Chanticleers drive it across with Judick. And the setter can't get around her own teammate, and the ball falls. 12-4 Chanticleers. Sydney McKinney goes back and serves it away. McKinney with the serve. Set by St. Paul to the outside, and a good kill that time by Jordan Lucas-Savage. Side out Wildcats. St. Paul continues to sub in, move some kids around, and Robinson re-enters the ball game to the front row for St. Paul. Back to serve it away is going to be Lucas Savage, and she puts it into the net. I don't know, just a whole different ball club we're seeing from St. Paul here tonight than what we saw on Tuesday. Tierra Krubel to serve it away. Chanticleers won the first set and looking to go up 2-0. Hop, skip, and a serve across. It's going to be an ace. Pass was not to the setter, and nobody could get to it. Krumel with her first ace serve. Chanticleers now with five in the match. 14-5 Ord. St. Paul already has used a timeout here in this set. Now coming in is going to be Melanie Reese for the Chanticleers. And give Krumel a breather. That's Sydney. Tierra is the server. Drives it across to Wysocki again. There's nothing there. Fusick has to knock it across in the back row to McKinney. Backs that outside. Pelton, big swing, and it is wide out of bounds. Point St. Paul. Back to serve it away is Fusick. And into the front row, Jonah. Coach Kane really utilizing his libero. Multiple subs, kids coming in so the libero can come in and out. Strong serve by Fusick, but Krubel gets a nice pass up middle. Reese tips it across. Dig is made there by Lucas Savage outside Robinson, but she's deep. This was the problem for St. Paul on Tuesday when they did hit it out. It was usually deep, not in the net, not wide. And the height disadvantage wouldn't seem to be as much tonight as it was against Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away now, the freshman, Morgan Alexander. Takes a run at it and fires it down the middle at Fusick. St. Paul's short set. No, it's just going to be dumped across by Lassen. Chanticleers are ready with Reese, and they get it back across. So Lassen will send it to the outside of Robinson. She's blocked up front by Carson. St. Paul gets it at the 10-foot line, sent it back to Robinson, taps it over the double block, and got the kill. Nobody slid up to cover that double block. And a side out here for St. Paul. Ford won the first set 25-15, and they are up 15-7 here in the second set. Lassen cuts it across to Carson. Overpass, free ball. Jonah can't put it away. Krumel with the dig. Passed over to the outside. Megan Alexander swing. Picked up by Fusick. Overpass right back to Megan. Chanticleers is trying to get it back over now on that weird return. Free ball at the net. Alexander tips. St. Paul knocks it out of bounds. And Megan will give credit for the point. Into serve it now will be Kenzie, or into the front row will be Kenzie Drudick. And Megan Alexander will serve. Earlier in this game, she had five straight, which got Ward out to a 9-1 lead. And this knuckleball comes across to Wysocki. Lassen has to go to the back row to set it, and Robinson puts it into the net. I mean, there are a variety of things to talk about, and we've been telling you it's just not fluid for St. Paul at all, and they're not passing the ball very, very good at all right now. Lassen continues to run all over the court trying to set it. Alexander continues to get wider and wider. Free ball on that pass. Carson set it on a tee, and Nikki knocks it out. Knocks it home. She knocks it down for an 18. Well, the scoreboard says 17-8. So, well, let's say it's 17-8. I wrote one down in the wrong spot, apparently. And the Chanticleers. Now, that's what happened. They call Ord out on that one. So the point goes to St. Paul. Ord must have been in the net. So 17-8, St. Paul gets the volleyball. And to serve it across. Instead, into the net. Jalen Rice has been in there a couple of times for St. Paul and couldn't get that one to go over. So side out here for number 9 for the Chanticleers, and that's Sydney Krumel. 18-8, Ord. See if we can get a good point going, a good rally, get the crowd into it here. Serve over to Fusick. Lassen sets to the outside. Lucas Savage attack blocked up there for an ace block by Nikki Carson, and that is the first ace block of the match. And you tend to have more ace blocks when you got good swings, big swings. It's all kind of one and a kind of a catch-22. And Sydney Krumel will serve. Chanticleers are dominating here right now due to some errors, but finally St. Paul able to put one down with Kylie Sestic. That'll be her second kill. St. Paul just needs to get something going here so that when we head to the third set, the Wildcats will have some momentum. They have not had any at all tonight. Serve across by Kyla Wodolewicz. Picked up by Tierra Krumel. Alexander sets to the outside. Drudick right through the double block. Didn't get it closed in time and put it between the Sestic sisters, and that'll be the fifth kill, which is actually the team high right now for Ward, from Kenzie Drudick, the sophomore. Nikki Carson now to serve it away. And the left-hander takes one step, knuckles it over for an ace. Third ace of this match for Carson, 21-9, Ord. St. Paul Coach Kane does have a timeout remaining, but not much he can say to his troops right now. Carson serve into the net. An ace followed by an error gives it right back over to St. Paul. And back to serve it away will be Alexa Wysocki. Again, you're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The championship is next after this best of five, Kearney Catholic Wood River. Carson sets outside. Drudick's got another one for the Chanticleers. Kenzie with six kills, 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. Sydney McKinney now comes in to serve it away. McKinney in the left-hand corner. And the serve across to Fusick. Good pass that time. And then St. Paul still doesn't get it over. So Lassen called out the play, and no one came for it. 23-10. McKinney to serve again. McKinney cuts it across. A little slider over to Fusick. Set to the outside. Here comes Lucas Savage over the double block. Krumel with a dig. Carson sets outside for Alexander. Off the block, comes back to Ord. Carson to the outside. Could swing off balance by Pelton to get it back over. Lucas Savage returns for a St. Paul kill. Third kill all in this game for Jordan Lucas Savage. St. Paul gets to serve again here in the second set. And Lucas Savage is back there to do the honors. I want to thank Athletic Director Rick Peters, all the fine folks here at St. Paul, as always, for their hospitality. As the serve comes deep middle to Krumel. Carson to the outside. Big swing into the net. It's blocked. They'll give Lassen credit for the block. And Mercedes with the first ace block here for St. Paul. Lucas Savage goes for two in a row. Only one time so far has St. Paul scored more than one off their own serve. Trying to do that again here. Carson, well, she dumped it into the net. Trying to go with the short set and put it into her own net. Lucas Savage to go again. Jordan fires it across to Krumel, stays in the back row. McKinney, good set to the outside. Alexander, Megan drives it across. St. Paul with the up, stays to Fusick. She can only punch it over. Janet clears Carson, sets Alexander again on the left side, drives it down, brings up game point. That'll be the fourth kill for Megan Alexander. 24-13, Janet clears. Serve here for game number two to go up 2-0. Melanie Reese re-enters. Tierra Krumel, she served out game one. She's got a chance to serve out game two. And across it comes to Wysocki. Lassen sets to the outside. Robinson cuts it inside the double block. Janet clears Hammett to Alexander on the outside. Hit it into her own net, and four hits will be called. So now St. Paul will serve until this opening game comes to an end. It's 24-4, or second game comes to an end. It's 24-14 Ord. And it'll be Maddie Fusick to serve it away for the Wildcats. See if they can get just at least a couple points here before we head into a third set in our Lou Platt consolation game. Strong serve right down the line. Alexander kept it alive, but can Ord get it back? No. Two players ran at it, and then they stopped at the same time. Ball falls to the floor. It was 23-10. St. Paul has scored five of the last 6 points. And Fusick gets a chance to add to that total right here. Fusick deep to McKinney. Carson with the set in the middle for Reese. She'll bump it across, and a one-arm up is not good enough to keep it alive, and Melanie Reese will finish off game two here for the Chanticleers. 25-15. Ford has won the first two sets by identical scores. We'll look at the numbers when we come back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul High School. 2-0 lead now for Ord. Let's take a look at the numbers I had in the second set, very similar to the first. For St. Paul, Mercedes Lassen had an ace block. Jordan Lucas Savage, 2 service points, 3 kills. Maddie Fusick, a service point. Jordan Robinson had 2 kills. Kylie Sestic had a kill. 6 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves. For Ord, Tierra Krumel had an ace serve. Morgan Alexander, 3 service points. Kenzie Drudick, 3 kills. Sydney McKinney, a service point. Sydney Krumel, a service point. Megan Alexander had 6 service points. One of those was an ace, 3 kills. Melody Reese had a kill, and Nikki Carson had an ace serve, an ace block, and 2 kills. Ward had 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves. Chanticleers win the second set by the same score they won the first, 25-15. Ward's up 2 games to none, trying to avenge one of their earlier losses on opening night to St. Paul. It's the consolation game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We'll head to the third set right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Welcome back to St. Paul. Doug Duda with you on this final night of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Paul needs to find a way to get their team back to play like they've played sometimes this season, more often than not. But just a ton of errors is just not there, at least not now, for St. Paul. Let's see if they can get off to a good start in the third set with Taryn Jonak to serve it away. Chanticleer set 3 back defensively. Again, tomorrow night, high school football. Kennesaw at Shelton here on Classic Hits. Chase County at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Pre-game at 6:30. Kickoff for both contests are set for 7 o'clock. Next to last week for high school football in the regular season. Now we're ready to go, and Lassett is going to serve. Back set to the right side. Chanticleer, Sydney Krumel is off the back line and out of bounds. So St. Paul gets on the board first here with the Lassen serve. And Mercedes floats it across to Krumel. Alexander sets to the outside. Morgan to Megan. Off the tape, down and good. 5th kill for Megan Alexander. 1-1. Drudick has 6. Alexander has 5 for St. Paul. Robinson's 4. Lucas Savage 3. That leads the way. McKinney rotates out, and Megan Alexander down to serve it away for the Chanticleers. Goes to the opposite corner to Wysocki. They'll set it back to Alexa. Tips it inside the double block of the near side. Alexander to Carson. Outside Drudick. She'll put it down. Kenzie Drudick having a good night tonight for the Chanticleers. And Ward's got some seniors, but they've also got some kids coming up. It'll be a little transition next year for Coach Alexander and her squad. 2-1 Ward. Back set Robinson, right side into the net. 3-1 Ord. Chanticleers jumped out just a little at a time in that first set. Got out to a 7-3 lead. Then it was 13-8. Eventually got it up to 20-11 and cruised 25-15. Got out to a 9-1 lead in game two. Here's a quick for Sestic. Carey gets it across, but Ord picks it up and cannot return it. Their swing goes into the net. So a Chanticleer attack error. 3-2. Ord leads third set. If they can win this set, then we will move on to the championship game. Kind of expected this one to go 4, if not 5. St. Paul Robinson serves back set. Carson, who's been very quiet, and she will dump it into the block for the kill. Nikki Carson, 4 kills compared to 25, albeit in 5 sets against Wood River on Tuesday. In Ord lost 24-22 in the 5th to Wood River in the semifinals. Not nearly as close as St. Paul lost to Kearney Catholic. Sydney Krumel serve over pass, and Allison Welniak tips it down. Free ball kill for the freshman. That'll be her 2nd. Ord 5, St. Paul 2. At the end of the match, whenever that occurs, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. Serve across for the Chanticleers. Ward had Catherine Landsman win cross country today. That's the only result we have from that right now down at Alma, but Ward was in a good spot to qualify both teams. Right side attack, St. Paul is out of bounds. 6-2 Ward. Sydney Krummel looking for three in a row now for the Chanticleers. Takes her time and fires it down the middle. Picked up there by Robinson. Pass back quickly in a back row attack. Going to be called here on St. Paul. It's amazing. The coaches know immediately when something like that happens. I think Coach Alexander was on it before the whistle even blew. Nonetheless, it's a chance for the Chanticleers to go up by 5. And now possibly 6, but that serve will sail deep and out of bounds. So 7-3 Ord. They won the first two sets 25-15 and 25-15. Looking for their 19th win of the season. And Maddie Fusick now goes back to serve it away. Fusick serving the right-hand corner. Very strong, and it is too strong. It is out of bounds. So the teams exchange service errors again. Side out for Chanticleers, and Nikki Carson will serve it away. Nikki with the left hand going to UNO. Play a little volleyball. Floats it across. The Chanticleers wait for the return here. Jonak fake. Lucas Savage hit the tape, and it kicked on. Kicked down for Lucas Savage. St. Paul needs a break. They need a bounce, and they got one there. Fourth kill for Jordan. 8-4 your score. And Alexa Wysocki to serve. She'll go with a little bit of a jump serve and get an ace. Nice, strong serve by Wysocki. That is the first ace serve of the evening for St. Paul. And those can get you back in a match in a hurry. Let's see if they can keep the strong serving going. Alexander to Carson in the middle. Pelton with the quick puts it down. Second kill for Kaylee. Ward doesn't necessarily have a lot of kills, but they are definitely spreading it out. 7 different players with at least one kill here in the match. Ward 9, St. Paul 5. And Sydney McKinney back to serve it away. Sydney serve. Picked up by Fusick. Right side, Jonak. Soft attack is going to be picked up by Krummel. Nice hustle by Pelton. They get it across. Free ball, St. Paul. Jonak in the middle gets the kill. Got him out of system. Went quick. And Taryn Jonak with her first kill of the evening. Back to serve it away now will be Jordan Lucas Savage. And trying to get St. Paul a little closer here, down by 3, takes it over to Tierra Krummel. Set to the outside, taken across by Pelton. Lucas Savage in the back corner, digs it up. Right side, Robinson spins it across to Krummel. Carson gets it up for Alexander. She comes near side, Wysocki with the dig. Set to the outside, Robinson. Krummel with the dig. This is one of the longest rallies we've had all night, and it's not long yet. And we've got a block on St. Paul on Allison Welniak, but they call the Cats into the net. So Allison Welniak, middle block, but she's going to get the point because of the in-the-net violation. Tierra Krummel now to serve it away. Dropped just across, nearly an ace. St. Paul picks it up, fires it over with Robinson. Chanticleers pass it into the net. Robinson with the kill. Number 5 for Jordan. Ward 10, St. Paul 7. St. Paul with the serve. And it will be Taryn Jonak to do the honors here. Jonak knuckles it down the middle to Krummel. Carson stays out of the net, gets it to Pelton, who drives a half swing over. Quick one in the middle for Sestic, and into the net it goes. Point Ward. Coach Matt Cain, I don't know. This is one of those videos you don't even look at unless they turn it around. It's kind of the same old song and dance right now for St. Paul. Morgan Alexander down to serve. Knuckleball into the net. Then trying to get that cute one to drop right across the top. Keep it in front of the 10-foot line, but all it did was give St. Paul a point. Mercedes Lassen to serve it away. All the way in the left-hand corner. Serves it to the far right at Carson. Set out of the back row. And driven into the net by Alexander. So the Chanticleers with the air. St. Paul within 2 right now. At 11-9. Lassen serve. Again at Carson. Close to the net. Carson will drive it across. Down and good. Good job there by Morgan Alexander. Pass was a little too close to the net, but Morgan still able to get just enough of it to give Carson the opportunity to hammer it home for her fifth kill. And back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. Megan across to Wysocki. Lassen from the 10-foot line. Back set Robinson through the block for the kill. Number six for Jordan. Kearney Catholic and Wood River, the championship match is coming up next here on Classic Hits. About 20 minutes after this consolation ends. Robinson serves it across. Ward has trouble with it, and I'm not exactly sure what happened there. Trying to pass it back in the middle. They passed it off the court. And Robinson will get the service point. A one-point game. St. Paul could actually tie it here. Over to Krumel. Alexander at the net. Back set Carson. Oh, overset it. St. Paul plays it outside to Lucas Savage. Krumel with a dig. Carson with the set. It's wide. Trudica just gets it across. St. Paul picks it up. And a back row attack by Robinson. One arm up to Tierra Krumel. One arm up by Alexander. And it's returned, but out of system. Here's a quick for St. Paul. Set to Sestic. Didn't get anything on it. Ford's got a chance now to turn the momentum. Carson dumps it over. Good dig by Fusick. Outside Lucas Savage, and she's wide, and Ord got the point. Man, oh man. That was a great swing by Robinson, and somehow Krumel, Tierra, picked it up, and Ord turned the point around and won it 13-11. Serve on the way for Sydney Krumel. Down the middle to Fusick. Lassen sets right side. Wysocki drives it over. Morgan Alexander dig. Have to keep it out of the net. Carson soft roll across into the middle. Picked up by Sessick. Set to the outside. Lucas Savage is blocked by Waliak. They'll try it again. Right side tip by Wysocki. Carson picks it up. Alexander dumps it into the back corner, but Lassen's ready. They're going to back set it to her, and she just says, I wasn't ready. Standing spike across. Ward to the outside. Carson. Termination. Nikki Carson. That'll be her sixth. 14-11. Ward up. Major League Baseball, through one, the Yankees and Orioles are scoreless. San Francisco beat Cincinnati 6-4. Washington beat St. Louis 2-1 earlier today. Later tonight, the Tigers take on the A's. Serve across by Sydney Krumel. Left side attack is going to be wide. Alexander got out of the way, and Lucas Savage's swing sent it deep. 15-11, and timeout. St. Paul. Ord has won the first two sets, 25-15, 25-15, and they lead 15-11 here in the third. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament as Ord is up 15-11 in the third set here at our consolation match, and they won the first two sets here against the host St. Paul Wildcats. Sydney Krumel will serve it across, and it's just passed over. Free ball here for Ord. They're going to slide it in the middle to Waliak, and Allison will put it down for her third kill. Ord had plenty of time to discuss what they wanted to do on that point, as they could see the floater coming across with Lassen's back to the net. St. Paul will bring Kyla Wodilevich back in, and Krumel with three in a row looking for more. Ord trying to sweep St. Paul for the third place plaque. St. Paul sets to the outside. Lucas Savage blocked by Welniak. Digs that block, does St. Paul. Lucas Savage tries again. That time it's good. And give Jordan her fifth kill. State High School softball continuing today in Hastings. Grand Island is currently playing an elimination game against Papillion La Vista South in Class A. In Class B, Northwest lost both their games today. They've been eliminated. Served by St. Paul. Goes out of bounds. And in Class C, we have the elimination games currently going on with Wahoo playing Fairbury. Four games tonight, all the way at 8 o'clock, the last first time, or the last start time tonight at Smith Softball Complex. Here's Lucas Havich on the left side to get her sixth kill, and St. Paul gets the ball back, 17-13. Ward and Wysocki now to serve it away. Get up next, it's David and Goliath. Wood River, a great volleyball team, good volleyball team. Could be great if they upset unbeaten Kearney Catholic tonight. Drudick, big swing from the Chanticleers, but it's picked up by Wysocki. Passed across, free ball here for Ord. Carson goes middle. Waliak rattles it around off the tape. It does come over. St. Paul to Lucas Savage, rolls it into the middle for the point. St. Paul finally starting to get some points on their own here, get a few kills, get a little bit into the team that we know they are. Wysocki, jump serve, out of bounds, deep. That is the third service error of this game for St. Paul. 18-14, Sydney McKinney comes in for Ord, leading it two games to none, and up here in this third set. And she will serve it away down the near line to Wysocki. Lassen has to run it down. Wysocki sets it across. Carson kept it up. Ward gets it outside to Pelton. Can only get a half swing on it. Ward Alevich to the middle. Joe Nock tips it across. Good pick up there by Pelton. Outside, Alexander has been quiet, but no longer. Megan with her sixth kill of the match. 19-14, Ward. McKinney has picked up a point in each set so far from that service line. Has never got on a run. And the serve comes across to Lucas Savage. Pass it back to Jordan on the left side. She really likes that part of the court, and that's why she puts it down for the kill. Jordan has eight kills, and five of them are here in this third set, trying to keep St. Paul in it. 19-15. And back to serve it away is Jordan Lucas Savage. She'll float it down the middle to Tierra Krumel. Carson to center. Back set to Pelton. Pelton, the left-hander, rolls it off the block. Lassen picks it up to the outside. Robinson, she's off the block of Pelton. Chanticleers have it in the middle. McKinney sets it back to Pelton. Over the double block. Lucas Savage is there for the dig. Lassen passes it up front. Robinson's swing is picked up by Carson. Stays in the back row. McKinney to Pelton. Pelton is blocked. Sends it right back over. St. Paul on the offense. Lassen, quick set. Jonak and dumped it in her own net. Tried to go with a short angle tip and couldn't get it over the tape. It's a pretty big point right there. St. Paul could have cut it to three, maybe got a little something going here, but instead Ord's up five late in the third set. And Tierra Krumel drops it across there to Jonak. On the right side, the attack down and good. Second kill for Taryn. So St. Paul will get the ball right back. 20-16. And Jonak goes back to serve it away. Takes some time for that left-hand corner and fires it deep and out of bounds. So Ord gets their fourth point via the St. Paul service error. And now checking into the ball game, Andy Shellhays. She came in on Tuesday night midway through the contest and went on a little service run of the third and fourth set, helped Ord win those two sets. Now across to Fusick. Pass off the mark. One arm up Lassen just to keep it alive. Free ball. Ord. Carson knows she's got to dump it over, so she does. St. Paul quick set. Sestic, and she'll get the kill. Carry her first one of the match. 21-17 Ord. Lassen to serve it away. Mercedes. 2 points. This is already her third time back there in this set. She picked up a point each time. Near left on that serve receive. Ord got it back over. St. Paul goes to Robinson through the double block. Krumel digs. Morgan Alexander sets it to sister Megan. She punches it off the net. Across it goes. Overpass St. Paul set right back to him. St. Paul saves it. Good hustle, Lucas Savage. Now Robinson on the swing. Ord saves. Carson dumps it down for a Chanticleer kill. Number 7 for Nikki Carson. Ord 3 points away from the match and their 19th win of the season. Megan Alexander to serve at 22-17 here in the third on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Ord. Serve across, down low, Wysocki with the dig. Back set right side, a little wide, and Robinson got it across, but was it out of bounds? No, they'll call Ord for a lift. So Robinson right in front of the up official, got it inside the antenna to keep St. Paul's hopes of extending this match alive, 22-18. And Jordan Robinson to serve, safely in the middle to Krumel. Alexander, back set Carson. Carson, near side termination for Nikki Carson. That almost made it all the way up here off the floor. Now the Chanticleers are going to bring in Jordan Knight. And back to serve it will be Sydney Krumel. 23-18 Ord. Coach Alexander trying to get everybody in there in this conference tournament. And St. Paul has elected to use their final timeout. Ord 23, St. Paul 18. We'll be right back.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Back to St. Paul. I want to thank Athletic Director Rick Peters and the crew for their hospitality. As Ord serves it out of the St. Paul timeout, Sydney Krumel gets it across. Lucas Savage from the left wing drives it over. Krumel dings. Alexander sets. It was a little wide. Carson still got it over, though. And Lucas Savage returns for St. Paul. Ord tries quickly again on the overpass. Somebody's in the net, and it's Ord. So a point here for St. Paul. They've got to score, and they've got to score now. St. Paul took a 1-0 lead in the first set and a 1-0 lead here in the third set. Those are the only two times they have led all night long. And back to serve, Maddie Fusing. Up 2-0 and 2 points away from the match is Ord. Tonight, outside Welniak, she'll put it down the middle for her fourth kill and send us to match point for the Chanticleers. 24-19 Ord. And back to try and finish it off, the senior, Nikki Carson. On match point here for the Chanticleers, Carson floats it across, passes off the mark. St. Paul keeps it alive. They'll get it over, but it's a free ball here for Ord. Knight to Carson, to Welniak in the middle, but into her own net. And so St. Paul stays alive. And back to serve it is Wysocki. Match point number 2 now for Ord. Alexa's going to stay with the jump serve. Got it across to Pelton. Carson sets outside for Drudik. She'll drive it down, and Ord wins the match. Kenzie Drudik with her 8th kill, tied for the team high, and the Chanticleers avenge one of their season's losses, which came on opening night. They came to St. Paul, they lost in 5 sets, but tonight they took advantage of numerous St. Paul errors and just played a steady ball game to sweep the Wildcats 25-15, 25-15, and 25-20. The Cats fall to 15-8, Ord improves to 19-6. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brims now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brims Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brims Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda back with you here in St. Paul, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, taking care of our local area and schools throughout the state, headquartered in downtown Ord. Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the numbers we had here in the third set. First of all, for St. Paul, Mercedes Lassen had two service points. Jordan Lucas Savage had five kills. Jordan Robinson, a service point and three kills. Carrie Sestick, one kill. Alexa Wysocki, two service points. One was an ace, and Taryn Jonak had two kills. St. Paul, 11 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Ord, it was Kenzie Drudick with two kills. Sydney McKinney had a service point. Allison Welniak, three kills. Kaylee Pelton had a kill. Sydney Krumel, six service points in that set. Megan Alexander, one service point, two kills. Nikki Carson, five kills. Ord had 13 kills, no ace serves, and no ace blocks. And Ord wins the third set 25-20 to sweep the match in three. We'll come back and take a look at the composite numbers after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final volleyball numbers now in this consolation match. First of all, for St. Paul, Kyla Wojnalewicz, one service point. Mercedes Lassen, two service points, an ace block, one kill. Jordan Lukasavage, three service points, led the Wildcats with eight kills. Maddie Fusick had one service point. Jordan Robinson had one service point, seven kills. Kylie Sestick had two kills. Carrie Sestick had one kill. Alexa Wysocki had four service points. One was an ace, one kill. And Taryn Jonak had one service point and two kills. For St. Paul tonight, they managed just 22 kills, one ace block, and only one ace serve. The Cats finished fourth in the conference tournament. They are now 15-8 on the season, and they have to play a duel at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night, and then they will be at Gibbon, and that will be on Thursday to take on Gibbon and Wood River, and then they finish off the season playing a triangular at Twin River with C2 top-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. For the Ord Chanticleers, Tiara Krumel, three service points, one was an ace. Morgan Alexander, five service points, one was an ace. Kenzie Drudick tied for the team high in kills with eight. Sydney McKinney had three service points. Allison Welniak had four kills. Kaylee Pelton, two kills. Sydney Krumel, seven service points, two kills. Megan Alexander, eight service points. One was an ace, six kills. Melanie Reese had one kill. And Nikki Carson had eight service points. Three of them were aces. She had an ace block and 18 kills. The Chanticleers had 31 kills, one ace block, and six ace serves as Ord improves to 19-6 with a 25-15, 25-15, and 25-20 win over St. Paul. Ord at 19-6, and up next for the Chanticleers on Tuesday, they will head to Burwell for a triangular with Pope John and Burwell, and then head to Gibbon for a triangular with Gibbon and Ravenna. Four straight victories for the Chanticleers. They would be favored in all four of those, could get them to 23-6 at the end of the season. So Ord bounces back from that tough semifinal loss on Tuesday to pick up the win. And we'll wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Got a little cross country to talk about in a moment.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, the Orchatta Clear Cross Country team got first place today on the boys' side with Andrew Fields picking up the individual championship. And then Catherine Landsman won it for the girls. Ward girls finished in second. That going on down in Alma, and that just coming from the Ward side. We appreciate the update there. A couple of other things that we're going to take a look at. State softball continues on down at Hastings. Grand Island playing their consolation match. At this hour, consolation game, trying to stay alive in the tournament. Also, Grand Island Northwest got knocked out today, and that's really all that's been going on from the teams that were left in the area this afternoon. So let's take a break. When we come back, it's the championship game, undefeated Kearney Catholic and the Wood River Lady Eagles who come.